For the first time in America, according to the U.S. Census, racial and ethnic minorities make up more than half the children born here in the States. This transformation in a nation once dominated by whites can be traced back to the great watershed of immigration restraint, the Open Immigration Law of 1965, which eliminated national origins quotas and opened the door to a third world influx by allowing for chain immigration. In other words, every third cousin of every distant aunt and uncle has been coming to our shores from non-Christian third world nations since 1965. Open the floodgates, proclaimed Jewish Senator Jacob Javits upon the law's passage, and all the Jewish groups that pushed the legislation through, such as the American Jewish Committee, the ACLU, and the Anti-Defamation League, whose apparent aim is to destroy white Christian society, have been celebrating Javits's victory cry ever since. Truth be told, white Christian women simply are no longer at home having babies, but all the immigrants from non-Christian third world nations flooding America's shores are. In his book, Revolution from Above, which demonstrates how subversive social movements are engineered from above, Dr. Kerry Bolton reveals how the feminist movement of the 60s was orchestrated by global elites whose object, and still today, is the dismantling of the family, the foundation of national sovereignty and patriotic feeling. Thus, Jewish feminists such as Betty Friedan, born Betty Goldstein, Gloria Steinem, and Susan Sontag, born Susan Rosenblatt, who all receive huge endowments and unlimited publishing venues, were simply tools in the hands of international plutocrats, preparing the way for a borderless Judaic world order. The same can be said for Obama's homosexual agenda, which 81% of American Jewry supports, for goys, not themselves, where a pan-homosexual consensus transcending national boundaries undermines the family unit, subverts national unity, and preempts patriotism of one's country. This man Obama is a traitor. The only one resisting this Judaic world order is Russian President Vladimir Putin, who forbids gay parades and promotes family growth. No wonder then that the Jewish world press fears and demonizes him. Christian America is now over. A Jewish America has now taken its place. Nativity scenes are gone. But Antichrist Hanukkah menorahs are everywhere, even on the White House lawn. For in a multiracial, multi-ethnic, multi-creedal society, only one minority with all the money rises to the top, American Jewry. We can either have a Christian America or a Jewish America. Which do you prefer? For there is no in-between.